Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from the divine. Sometimes I release music to you that the Holy Spirit inspires through me to help you to become more empowered from within, to find your own happiness. I'm actually getting out my music binder. Ooh, I'm very excited. I don't know the topic yet. The Holy Spirit just said, get your phone out and start recording. I'll tell you the topic as you start recording. So I'm being obedient. Ooh, it's so fun. I'm learning how to not be so planned out with my life. It's an everyday practice. I used to be extremely unorganized when I was a young girl because brain damage from chronic abuse. And then I learned how to get extremely organized because, it is a symptom of PTSD to be hyper-focused and vigilant. And so now I'm learning to go with the flow. I still make plans, but I'm okay if they change. I'm more than okay if they change because He tells me to. Father, do we have a topic yet? Okay, He has a message for you. He is singing. The Father of all of us is singing to you through these lyrics. I want you to imagine that He's singing to you directly, using my voice as the vessel. I wrote this song back in September of last year when I was being targeted. It was one of 10 songs I wrote in the month of September. It's called I Want For You. It's kind of a hip-hop pop vibe spiritual genre. So here we go.
To go and tell the world, I want for you to trust in all my promises. I want for you to love your brother and your sis. I want for you to shine my light through darkness. And I want for you to go and tell the world, I want for you to trust in all my promises. I want for you to love your brother and your sis. I want for you to shine my light through darkness. And I want for you, I want for you, I want for you, I want for you, I want for you to go after your dreams. I want for you to pursue them with excellence. I want for you to be the best version of you. I want for you love and prosperity. I won't give too much to you, not more than you can handle too. I love you deeply. I want what's best for you, and I want for you, I want for you, I want for you, I want for you. Never have I been so proud of you. Never have I doubted in your success. Never have I questioned your abilities. Never have I desired to block your blessing. And never have I been so proud of you. Never have I doubted in your success. Never have I questioned your abilities. Never have I desired to block your blessing. And never have I wish you'd go away. Never have I tried to write you off. Never have I given you less than your kin. Never have I not wanted to see you win. And never have I wish you'd go away. Never have I tried to write you off. Never have I given you less than your kin. Never have I not wanted to see you win. And I want for you. I want for you. I want for you. I want for you.
The Father loves you deeply, and He desires for you to experience His true love. He never doubts in your success. I'm going to read you the lyrics in case you couldn't understand it. I want for you to go and tell the world. I want for you to trust in all my promises. I want for you to love your brother and your sis. I want for you to shine my light through darkness. I want for you to go after your dreams. I want for you to pursue them with excellence. I want for you to be the best version of you. I want for you love and prosperity. I won't give too much to you, and He doesn't. He shares with us just enough to not overwhelm us. Not more than we can handle too. He says, I love you deeply. I want what's best for you. And then in verse 3, never have I been so proud of you. Never have I doubted in your success, like a father would speak to his child. Never have I questioned your abilities. Never have I desired to block your blessings. Never have I wished you'd go away. Never have I tried to write you off. Never have I given you less than your kin, and kin is family, right? Never have I not wanted to see you win. I want for you love. That's what the Father desires for all of us. And in the middle of being persecuted, deeply persecuted in America as a Christian that is supposed to be protected under the American Disabilities Act, as a woman that's supposed to be protected under many laws, as a woman-owned business owner, they targeted me after I provided a free therapy experience for medical providers, Western and Eastern. We were developing it still. It was the second ever alternative therapy. I tried to apply for loans weeks ago. They wouldn't even allow me to apply for loans without 2 years proof of revenue in my business. I said, where is your modification for low socioeconomic status? They said, well, we allow for modifications for everybody. Here's the small business loan website. No, I already went there. I already went there and it's confusing. I already went there and I applied for relief loans in 2020 and they were all already taken up. I did the thing and I executed and I got lots of people, lots of top level leaders to say yes to me because I don't allow for the rules of the world to govern how I operate. If the Lord tells me I'm going to do something, He is in charge of my life and my destiny. And He created everybody that targeted me last fall. And my husband and his buddies have traced every single illegal activity. You can't cover up the truth. The Lord protects me, provides for me, and allows me to have a lot and a little. And I love Him the same no matter what. And He loves me the same no matter what, and he loves you the same as well, and he desires for you to have an outstanding, incredible life. And I have been tested, I have been persecuted, I have done all the things right according to the laws, unless they were stupid rules that didn't protect the low socioeconomic status. We're not supposed to be discriminated against in America because of our lack of income. And yet, here I was being persecuted, targeted, and they also were blocking me with a 3-year contract the Democrats' security team signed from the Blackwater alumni group that is supposed to be defunded. They signed a contract with the Illuminati, which is the same organization that abducts children everywhere and sexualizes them. They signed a 3-year contract, and last fall was 2 years. Nobody told me there was a contract to steal from me, but I figured it out when I continued to do everything the right way. I continued to try and protect my intellectual properties, and I was being blocked my legal rights, even when I paid the copyright website. They were denying me my copyrights. Every single law you can imagine was broken in the last 3 years against me, because I fight for you. I fight for you to know the truth that the Father loves you no matter what. I fight for you if you are a survivor of childhood abuse, or if you are a child listening to this show right now. Because this evil satanic group is the fastest growing group in the world, and I represent 1.56 billion humans that have depression. That is what the Lord told me is my assignment in the world for the rest of my life. And that number will go down as the population goes down, because these people, these evil people, intentionally created diseases on purpose to kill off humans. But what they didn't plan on was for all the backfiring, for the attacks of the enemy will be rebounded back onto them. The Lord will bring all of his children home in their appointed time. My assignment is to share his true love with you no matter what, and to allow you to have the free will to hear about him, to not be controlled and manipulated into believing in him. No, he gives us all free will and choice. He loves you deeply. And every day as I learn to heal from the inside out, as I allow him and trust in him fully to lead my life in every single aspect, he allows me to grow as a stronger leader for you. Today, I believe we are 51 days out, maybe 50, until I am crowned the first ever in history global mental health ambassador of the world and first ever chief spiritual officer of the United States of America. And I'm going to be reunited with my husband after a year and a half of being forced to separate because they tried to kill us last year after he retired. He asked to retire from this Blackwater group that he denied to me that he was a part of because he was trying to protect me, his wife, from knowing anything that somebody could capture me and ask me information and or torture me for information, because he loves me deeply. And the Democratic Party committed treason last year when they tried to kill us. They committed treason in 2020 when they sent me for fake protections from him. He really provided me protections, but they tried to use me as an informant without my permission, and they hacked into our devices. They listened in on our phone calls. They abused their power. And I'm going to forgive them all. My husband and I, we're going to forgive everybody. We're going to try our best to prevent civil war in America for the second time, and World War III. President Trump is innocent. No matter how much fake media is paid to create fake negative news, he chose to allocate his resources to protect me in 2020, and they keep looking out for me. All security teams worked together in 2020, but half of them got bought out from the satanic group. And we're going to allow them to to repent to the Father, because that is what he told me is going to happen. My husband and I are very deeply connected to the divine. He had a complete heart change from this life that they have enslaved him in. And he asked for full repentance of the Father, full forgiveness. And the Father has granted him many years of bliss in being able to provide miracles to people on earth, minister to people, both the poor, veterans, first responders, women that were in tough situations, in pregnancy situations, helping to coach them to save the babies. He's done so many good things in society. And they tried to kill him and me. Now, I ain't perfect, but there's a lot of people that step up and say yes to me. Outstanding leaders in huge world-known brands. That's why I was targeted. That's why they've tried to kill me 14 times since 2018 for you. I've had multiple death threats for you. Because it's a very political position. They want someone that is in this satanic group so they can continue profiting off of the children of the world and forcing them into slavery. But I ain't about that life. We're going to put a stop to that organization, and we're going to replace it with good things that the Father has gifted me with and many other smart, intelligent business people, entrepreneurs, are going to create new business ideas. The internet's going to go down in November. That's what the Holy Spirit revealed to me. They're not going to be able to communicate with one another. Banks, we're going to go old school. Checks are going to be a popular thing again, I imagine. Life is going to change drastically after November 13th. So prepare your families for off internet activities, off screen time activities. Explain to your children that you don't have the internet anymore. Set limited boundaries of amount of time. Do it now. Don't wait until November, because they will retaliate. They will be upset. They won't know how to get rid of their addiction. It's been planned for decades for them to get you addicted to these devices. I had one of the people that designed the addictions of technologies as a guest on the podcast. I think my first year, I didn't really know who he was, but he was sent to me from one of my other podcast guests. And he had a number one selling book on the, I think it was the Wall Street Journal or Washington Post, one of those. And I liked that he was into barefoot running, because I had some friends in college that were into that. And I thought, ooh, that'd be a unique guest to have on the show. And then my brother said, you just had who on your show? I have his audiobook. That's a huge name in the tech industry. He's got some sketchy stuff he does. I was like, what do you mean? He goes, he gets people addicted to the tech. I said, well, he talked about a book where he was helping people to get off the tech and spend time with their families and be more mindful of their time. He says, oh, so he's making money on both ends. What a genius. I was like, yeah. So now's the time to prepare. We're towards the end of August. You need to prepare your families, your children, and if you have adult children living with you with disabilities, you need to give them extra preparation and explain to them that the internet that they are used to is not going to be existent anymore. I don't know if the Lord's going to allow it to come back or not. I'm not sure. But I know that he is very angry at all of these nasty pedophiles that are making a lot of money off of sexualizing children. And when they're done with them, they sell their organs. They harvest their organs and they use medical transport airplanes illegally to transport their organs to rich families for emergency surgeries. It's sick. And they drink their blood after they torture the ones that are real good looking. They charge a very high price for the very, very rich to stay looking younger. I was speaking to my mom the other day and she said, I don't think that's a satanic practice. She don't know what I was trained on in 2020. And I love my mom. I've spoken to people in my community that do their due diligent research, and there's an actual name for the blood of the children that I heard, and it sickened me that they even named it, because that means it is so popular that they categorized it, and they have blood drinking parties. These nasty people are harming the children of the world. You should be very upset. That is why we're shutting the internet down. And I say we're, I'm not a part of it, but the Holy Spirit reveals things to me. It's my due diligence job. It would be unethical for me to not share it with you, because he shares things with me and he tells me what to reveal when. Because my job is to help protect your mind. I'm a mental health ambassador, and I am very well trained in addictions. Co-occurring disorders are when an individual has a major diagnosis, psychiatric diagnosis, like schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, depression, anxiety, things of that nature, and an addiction to drugs or alcohol. Well, they haven't added device addictions yet, but I think that's coming very soon. If it's not already been added, I don't know. I haven't looked into the DSM in a while. They update it every few years when all of the top mental health leaders, I imagine when they have their conferences and whatnot, they revise it based on generalized norms around the world and what they find in the research. It took them a long time to add alcohol and drug addiction as a psychiatric diagnosis. They just would put people in jail and prison, but they had so many people in jail and prison that kept coming back. The recidivism rate was so high. They knew that they weren't helping these people by just throwing them in jail, because they'd detox in jail and then they'd be fine. They needed to teach them and train them not to go to jail anymore, not to get into the drugs anymore. But the pharmaceutical industry, I believe they test and they release their new market medications in the black market. I know, it's a very out there thing. There's a lot of people, I learned from the man that came to my house in 2020. He said, a lot of people in the government use cocaine and other drugs. They're snorting it in their chamber doors. You just gotta ignore what you see. I said, are you serious? He's like, yeah. I'm like, how can you ignore something that's against federal laws? And he didn't have no comment. I was like, I'm sorry, but I have a no drug, no alcohol policy. I occasionally might have a glass of wine, but in my company, we don't advertise those kinds of things. We don't broadcast it. Now, there was a couple of posts for Gary Vaynerchuk because he brought such good value to the marketplace to teach me how to grow my brands online in the beginning and to learn the different social media platforms. I always recommend his audiobook, Crushing It, and if he has a new version coming out, because the latest one was like in 2019, so I'm sure there's a lot of additions if he has a new version of it, but I love his new content. He's learning from me. Oh yeah. I'm helping to shift big time leaders to focusing more content on love and mental health, and getting men to talk about mental health. That is the influence that the Lord has allowed me to have to shift leaders that have 1,000+ employees on their teams. I love it. I love it. Absolutely love it. I've got a long ways to go. I can't wait for the rest of my life. I especially can't wait to be reunited to my husband. The Lord loves you deeply. He loves me deeply as well. And I've seen a lot of people open up their minds to having a respect for the spiritual realm. You might not have a belief system that's the same as my belief system, right? And that's okay. That's your freedom. That's your right. But I think everybody can recognize there is a spiritual realm. You might not fully understand and grasp it. But there's enough research that talks about the benefit of meditation, whether you talk prayer, meditation, whether it's a combination. And there's a variety of styles of meditation. There's some people that are really into transcendental meditation. There's some people that are into mindfulness-based cognitive therapy. Some of my patients really loved when I worked in the psychiatric hospital, when I was being mentored from Sayaka. I got to be in her mindfulness-based cognitive therapy group. And a couple of the patients, I'm going to move my keyboard here in the stand. I can stand up and walk around a little bit. One of the patients was a father and was very quiet, usually had slouched back in their chair, had their eyes closed and their head down, but they were always able to respond when we asked them questions. So she didn't mind if they had their eyes closed as long as they were engaged. And they loved my facilitation of it. It's not my meditation. I didn't create it. I learned about it in my high school psychology class. Some people call it a body scan. Some people call it a tension relaxation technique, where you focus on three deep in-breaths and out-breaths. And on the in-breath, you contract your muscles as tight as you can. You can do it most people do it from the toes all the way up to the head. You do your major muscles. So as you inhale, you're curling your toes as tight as you can so you can feel them. If you have your shoes on, you can feel them tighten up in your shoes. The thing about that one is you want to make sure you don't do it while driving, because it can induce extreme relaxation when you do it, even the first time. So you can sit and do it, or you can lay and do it, but you shouldn't be operating heavy machinery while doing it. So some people love that style of meditation. There are breathing techniques, circle breathing some people do, which is in sometimes vocal coaching training. There's also, what is it called? It's like a square breathing where you're breathing, I think, in 1, 2, and then out 1, 2, 3, 4. And I'm drawing a rectangle, and in 2 and out 2, 3, 4. Some people like, you know, a variety of meditation techniques or breathing techniques to focus on the present moment. I do a lot of walking meditation in nature when people don't mess with my money so severely and stress my brain out, right? I've been in an increased cortisol level constantly for 3 years. So they're going to be donating a lot of money to Erin Nicole Ministries. A lot of money. I can't wait. I don't need a lot of money to be joyful, but you better believe they're going to cover any medical diagnoses if I start exhibiting anything relevantly related to Alzheimer's or dementia. All medical expenses will be covered. The best treatment facilities in the world. I don't believe I'll have any of those diagnoses for a long time, because the Lord continues to give me songs and therapy ideas. But who knows? None of us are guaranteed tomorrow. I have an aunt. I was just thinking about this earlier today as I was eating a can of peaches. I got a lot of free food from an organization that I just got signed up to get some assistance from, because my level of finances is so severe right now in the last 51 days of this stupid contest, because I got falsely arrested last week for protecting children from abusers and for asking for money that was owed to me from a previous boss. Yeah, I got falsely arrested without any evidence. That's how bad America is right now. But there's a lot of people that are falsely arrested. So anyways, I'm grateful for the food that I got. And after she helped me, the evil Democratic Party and their team that has been targeting me, they destroyed this lady's phone. And she's a veteran spouse. Black, female, veteran spouse, social worker. Yeah, shame on you, but it is what it is. We're tallying up the evidence, and I already filed the report with the FBI. I'm eating this can of peaches, and it's got syrup I tried to drain into the sink, because I don't like to have added sugar if I don't need it, because I know that extra sugar in your diet can increase the risk of Alzheimer's. They call it diabetes type 3. Yeah, But even still, I had an aunt that married into the family. She never had any added sugars. Ever. She was always eating like a bird and eating very healthy. And I remember anytime we would have get-togethers, she never had any sweets. She did everything right every single time. Anytime I was around her. Now, maybe she was a closet sweet eater. Who knows? But I think how we act around our family is probably how we act at home. And the last few years, my cousin told me that she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And she's younger than my mom. That's scary. That's real scary. That was, I think, before the pandemic. So none of us, none of our minds are guaranteed to be sound tomorrow. So every day when you wake up, you should be thanking the Creator for waking you up in your right mind. Waking you up with the ability to open your eyes and see if you have eyesight. And if you don't, you can hear. Tell him, thank you, Father, for giving me ears to hear, a mouth to speak. Maybe you're a musician. Thank you for giving me this gift of music that I can bless others with. Thank you for giving me feeling in my fingers and my toes. There are plenty of people that have diabetes that can be caused by obesity, which can be caused by medications that are prescribed by your doctors. But doctors don't really take responsibility for it, and they have lawyers that protect them against lawsuits. Lots of things are going to be changing in the next few years when Erin Nicole gets in. Power. It's a lifetime assignment. I can't wait. We're going to learn to work together. All of these people that have taken advantage of the poor, have taken advantage of the vulnerable, the people that are in their care, they're going to have accountability. If businesses have accountability, if they have rankings, right? Customer service reviews, right? Better Business Bureau, right? All these things are supposed to be checks and balances. Doctors' offices need to have that as well. And some do, and some don't. Some are good, some aren't as great. Some regions, I've learned, of the nation, if you live in the United States, are better than other regions for doctors. I had no idea where I grew up that that's like the best doctors in the U.S. Some of the top medical doctors for like cancers and things like that. I had no clue. Now, if you got access to all the money in the world, then you can live anywhere because you can just fly to your doctor's office anytime you need to, right? Yeah. We're going to start changing things around. Because I'm going to be coming into a lot of money. My husband and I, October 17th, 2023. And we are both very generous people. We desire to help the poor because that's what Jesus said to do. And we are obedient. So mark my words, by my 40th birthday, we will be living off of 10% of our income, whatever flows through. And giving away 90% to those most in need. And I wholeheartedly believe that other businesses, nonprofits, and churches will start to follow suit as well, because they will see how much more I will be blessed, my husband will be blessed through our generosity. Because when you acknowledge that the Lord above all lords is the source of all things, and when you are obedient to what he tells you, he gives you more. And you learn to live with less. And you actually have a lot more happiness that way. Life is so much simpler when you have less choices, right? That's the famous Apple guy, the CEO, founder, I think he was the founder, that passed away from the terrible cancer and whatnot. He wore the same black sweater every day, right? Decision fatigue. It's a real thing. Simplicity is bliss, right? So start thinking about how you can simplify your life and how you can serve other people and how you can be kinder to others. It will come back to you, I promise you. I don't remember if there was an actual topic to this sermon or not, but I do know that the Lord loves you very much. He loves you deeply, and he assigned me that message, I think, to sing it to me so that when I was singing it, I was hearing the Lord through my own ears to give me feedback, to make sure that I was singing in pitch and to figure out what the melody was. Because my mind, when I focus in music, when I am intentionally present in a song or in creating process of creating a song or creating a melody or working on harmony lines or whatnot, anything music related, I lose track of time. I have so much joy. And it lasts for hours afterwards. Similar to what you might experience if you enjoy going to the gym and lifting weights. There is a euphoria that happens because that is my area of strength that he designed me with. I also get that way with writing books, writing blogs. But I have been in a high level of chronic stress, financial stress, in the last 3 years because people on purpose were illegally blocking me from making money and forced me to change addresses and forced me to change jobs because they were stalking me at my jobs, sending bad actors to my jobs to try and use me as an informant without my permission, breaking all kinds of American laws that all of the men and women fought to protect our freedoms for. And I still choose joy. Even though my bank account doesn't reflect all the work I've put in, I think it magnifies his greatness even greater. Because all of my tech has been heavily consumed from government leaders. I don't know who is able to look in, listen in, but I do know that I have my night watchers, and they are the best. They are the best security detail team anybody could ask for, and I'm so grateful for them. I have round-the-clock protections. That's what I asked for. I didn't ask for a lot. It was a 20-page paper, but it was mostly me outlining my history and what I could offer the nation and the world. What I asked for was if they believed I needed to be medicated occasionally, that I would have a treatment team that could provide me certain time frames of being on medications. You're not supposed to be on medications longer than 6 months if it's for depression or anxiety. Otherwise, it negatively impacts your long-term memory. And if you care about your memories and being an intelligent human being and contributing to society, you might want to ask your doctor, hey, what are my alternative options in 6 months? Right? There are some medications, though, you can't cut cold turkey, so you're supposed to wean yourself off of them because they can cause severe changes in your mood, right? Self-harm thoughts or harming of other people, so you got to be careful. I remember asking for round-the-clock protections. I remembered asking for a private chef to cook meals for me and remind me to eat, because when I get in the zone, or if my stress level is high because I'm doing too many things, or if I'm feeling unsafe in an area, like a week and a half ago when someone, my landlord told me the next day, she didn't think it was a big deal because these people are weird. They are so kind. You would never see them coming and harming you. They asked for me by name. They came to the house, and I haven't given anybody my address. And they asked her directly, hey, is Aaron here? And she said, oh, I didn't think anything of it. And so a couple days later, then somebody's banging on the door and I'm by myself. And that had already happened to me in 2020. And that's that same sense within me where someone was trying to kill me, that same sense, I called 911. I had to ask my night watcher's permission to unblock my phone so that I could call. And then I never gave my address. I said, I'm sorry, but I can't give my address because they've already tried to kill me multiple times. I'm afraid for my life. 5 minutes later, two sheriffs showed up at my door. They didn't think it was a big deal. They said, we have ways of finding you. I said, thank you. I'm grateful for you guys. I got the business card of one of them I'm going to chat with tomorrow and strategize, because the next day I got pulled over because my lights were out in the back, even though I just got my car back from the shop from a car accident I experienced on July 8th, and I haven't been able to get back to my day job. My lights were working when I got my car back from the shop. Someone on purpose cut my lights so that I would get pulled over and arrested from this team that does not want me to win this contest and is doing everything in their power to break every single law imaginable, using sheriffs, using their powers for evil. And I had to pay from emergency money my mom sent me to pay my bills when I am a married veteran spouse and they tried to kill my husband and I. That's the level of disrespect I've had to go through for you. But I'd do it again in a heartbeat. I'd do it again because I was told from the Lord above all lords in 2018. He came into my bedroom. He showed me my vision and my purpose for my life because I asked him to. I got down on my knees. I humbled myself and I said, Father, heal me of these negative thought patterns for good. What is it that you desire me to do with my life? And he showed me my life purpose. It was so clear. And that is all I have done since 2018. With as much time as I have available, with as much money as I have available, and the knowledge and the skills, I have studied, I have worked, and I have been patient. And here we are. We're 50 or so days away from me winning a contest the Lord assigned to me 18 months prior to me finding out that I was even entered into. I promised in that 20-page letter that I would commit to being this ambassador, this global mental health ambassador. I requested to be entered into the contest. The Holy Spirit wrote through my hands on Veterans Day 2020 when a hit was put on my life. I experienced professional hacking, identity theft, and I was forced into homelessness in a safe house in an area that wasn't my residency, and I didn't have anybody there that I knew. And I couldn't call any of my friends or family because the calls would be traced and they could harm my friends and family. The Lord seeks out the lost lambs. He leaves the 99 to go find the one. And I'm so grateful for my night watchers that decided to help me, that decided to give me a chance. And they've been looking, they've been watching me grow in the last 3 years. They know I've earned it. And I bet many of these people that are men have a greater perspective for what women have to go through when they're trying to grow businesses and how nasty, gross most men are, and how difficult it is for us to grow our businesses without good men in our lives protecting us. And I married the best man in the world last year, and I thought it was going to get better for me. But there is so much division in America. We got to drain the swamp first. We do. It's coming soon. I can't wait. All right, if you desire to know this Father that I know and have a personal relationship with him where you can call him day or night in any situation, just have a conversation with him. He desires to be your priority. And the more you spend time with him, the more he'll spend time with you and lead your life. If you're not sure if you have that yet, why don't you repeat after me? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I can't earn it. I can't buy it. You give it freely to those who believe in you and your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I ask that you forgive me of all my mistakes. Come into my heart and show me how to make better decisions. I'll pray this in your name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. Your next step is to get plugged into a Bible-based church. You want to keep God first place. And Father, is there any ask for this episode? Okay, he says yes. Anyone listening, he desires for you to donate $1,000 to who, Father? He says to me. Okay. If you have $1,000, go ahead and donate it to erinnicoleministries.org. That's erinnicoleministries.org. And once I'm reunited with my husband, we'll be hiring a website team to make sure that everything's super professional so that you can see exactly where the money is allocated, how we're using it, what we're spending on, and et cetera, et cetera. Nothing will be hidden, but I need to be reunited with my husband first in order to do that. And then we're going to be able to vote, right? We've got all these things we got to do first. So thank you in advance for helping us. Anything else, Father? Okay, he says the first $1,000 that will be donated will be used for our 501c3 status. It costs, I think, about $1,000. I was looking into, there was a variety of fees and things I was going to pay earlier this year, but I continued to get hit with surprise after surprise after surprise and disrespect after disrespect after disrespect. So now's the time. Now's the time for you to donate. Thank you. Thank you. It is a full tax write-off. I already have the bank account because the Lord does things in different orders for Erin Nicole. I love you guys so much. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.